Dinosaurs with feathers? Organizers of a new exhibit in San Diego say the fossils prove that birds, as a species, are much older than researchers previously thought. But many experts disagree. Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS toured the exhibit in advance of tomorrow's opening.
These wooden boxes being unloaded at the San Diego Natural History Museum hold priceless jewels of paleontology, 120-million-year-old fossils dug out of the arid scrubland of northeastern China. There are 34 such fossils, most never seen before by the public or scientists. Michael Hager is the museum's director.
These are feathered dinosaurs, and they occur right at the point at which birds and dinosaurs separated. And they have raised lots of questions about dinosaur-bird evolution.
One person who thinks he's found the answers to these questions is Stephen Cherkis, a dinosaur sculptor from Utah who put the exhibit together with his wife Sylvia. Cherkis is a self-styled paleontologist who spent years collecting these new fossils with Chinese scientists. Now he's claiming what many researchers believe are feathered dinosaurs are really primitive birds.
We actually show in the exhibit feathered versions that we now know what they really look like, and we have the same models without feathers in the conservative traditional interpretation where they're scaly like most dinosaurs.
According to Cherkis, there are feathered dinosaurs and there are early birds. But only birds had the ability to fly. The creatures that he has found have very bird-like skeletons and feathers, so he's putting them in the bird category. Cherkis is an artist who specializes in the depiction of dinosaurs. He's mounting a light box on the wall that displays an ultraviolet image of a pterosaur, or a flying reptile. The photo-like image is a swirl of greens, yellows, and purples.
I love this image, because it looks like a Jackson Pollock. So much information in this one image that's totally new.
Cherkis and his wife have also built a 13-foot shaggy feathered creature that museum workers call Big Bird on steroids. It's actually a Therizinosaurus, a plant eater with 20-foot-wide arms and giant claws.
It looks, of course, like it's a terrifying animal that would be able to wipe out anybody with its arms, but more than likely, its arms are very limited and would have been used for grabbing branches.
He says these arms were actually primitive wings, and that the Therizinosaurus is a huge, flightless bird.
Some people would probably still say that it's only a dinosaur with feathers. But then again, scientists have always made mistakes, and I think they'll come around.
Cherkis knows about mistakes. In 1999, he purchased a Chinese fossil that he believed to be a new kind of ancient bird. But it turned out to be two fossils stuck together, or a composite. The hoax fooled the National Geographic magazine, which was forced to retract an article touting the find. Cherkis says he's learned since then.
Composites and fakes can happen. It's a scientist's job to actually study it, figure it out, prove it. And that's what we did. All of the fossils that are on exhibit, none of them are composites.
Most researchers disagree with Cherkis' theory that these new fossils redraw the boundary between birds and dinosaurs. Luis Chiappe is an expert in feathered dinosaurs and curator of paleontology at the Los Angeles Museum of Natural History. He says Cherkis is dead wrong.
I've looked at every piece of evidence of early birds that has ever been found. I do feel that I have the expertise to, you know, make a very educated statement about this, and those things are not birds.
Chiappe says the fossils being exhibited in San Diego haven't yet been put through the peer review process. That's the way scientists check each other's work. But in the meantime, museum officials hope this controversy will spark interest in how both dinosaurs and birds evolved and draw more people to the exhibit. That's already worked with skeptic Chiappe. He's going to the museum as soon as he can. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Kneeler in San Diego.
This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.